And we continue our look at the president's actions and the state of the Republican Party with former Arizona GOP Senator Jeff Flake. Senator Flake, thank you so much for being with us. So we have the president still refusing to concede, insisting that he won, in constant motion to try to overturn the results today, meeting with state officials from Michigan. What do you make of all this?
Well, it's frankly just awful. It's awful for the country and for Republicans. It's terrible as well. So I don't understand it. I'm grateful that some Republicans are finally starting to speak up. I wish more of them would. This is unprecedented, and it just does not speak well, obviously, for the president or for the party.
We heard there are some who are saying this is literally dangerous for our democracy. Do you share that view?
I'm sorry, we're cutting up here.
I think we're having a connection. Having a connection issue. Let me try one more time. Speaking with former Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. Senator, do you believe this is dangerous for our democracy, what the president is trying to do?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. We cut out for a second.
Let me just try.
Go ahead.
Apologies. Let me try one more time at that technology. Is this dangerous for democracy?
Yeah. It is. It is. When you have the rest of the world looking at us and watching this closely, frankly, and when we, try to be an example for the rest of the world, if other countries were doing what the president is doing, if other leaders were doing what the president is doing, we would be very critical. We have been in the past. And so this doesn't speak well for us. It's a very difficult time. I hope we can get past it quickly. And I'm confident we will by the time the inauguration rolls around.
The president, Senator Flake, insisting that what his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is saying is true. We heard Giuliani yesterday making false claims about conspiracy theories, about Venezuela, about the Clintons, and on and on. Is any of that, does any of it have any connection to anything that's real?
I'm sorry, I probably only heard part of the question there. But yes, these claims are demonstrably false. They're so far out that I don't know how anybody, frankly, can believe them. But the president knows that some Republicans will. And it's similar to the birtherism theory. I don't think the president ever believed that Barack Obama was not a citizen, but he knew that a lot of Republicans would, and he used it. And he's doing the same thing now.
Senator Jeff Flake, would love to talk to you a little bit more, but I think we are having technical problems. Thank you so much for talking with us.